Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Listen, if you are single and struggling to talk to women, you need to be watching Gentleman Jack, because Ann Lister has all the game. We're going to talk about that right now. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
Gentleman Jack. I love this episode. I'm so happy to be here. Yes. Are you guys happy to be here?
I'm very happy
to be here. It was jam-packed.
Mm-hmm. We are talking about Gentleman Jack, season one, episode two. I just went there to study anatomy. I don't know if I actually believe that.
Well, she studied anatomy.
But that's what she's, that's her story, and she's sticking to it. We're going to talk about Miss Lister and Miss Walker. We're going to talk about the cold, the wedding. We got some news and gossip for you, and of course, some predictions. Now, but first, let's get our overall, no, let's first introduce everyone. Let's start over there with Raven.
Yes. Hello. Yes, I was like, I was confused.
I was like, I was hearing something.
I am Raven, and I hail from... Where do I hail from?
Where do you hail from?
Where do I hail from? Are we hailing from places?
You can hail from wherever the hell you want to.
Guys, I hail from Instagram today.
There you go.
Raven French. Find me there.
Yes.
And I hail from Twitter streets. Find me there. Deshauna O, if you want to talk about Gentleman Jack.
Well, I guess I am hailing from Instagram as well today.
Okay.
Cleverly clad, because I'm clad just like Ann Lister.
Well, I hail from all things social media, J-Bay the Fanatic. But I will say, if you on Twitter, you might be getting your fill of Ann Lister, because I am in love with this woman's walk. And I just keep tweeting her walk. I've been trying to get that stride.
That gait.
But, you know, because she just walks with a purpose and intention, and you know she about her business, and I love it. But let's talk overall thoughts first.
Well, first off, I think the episode went into depth very quickly. I like how it covered where Anne left off last week, seeing Miss Walker, and that conversation just brought us into who Miss Walker was as a person, and now you're starting to see the relationships between Anne and Miss Walker blossom. So I like that a lot.
Yeah.
You guys already know what I'm going to talk about.
Hit it.
The ships.
Okay, we're trying to ship.
I do believe that there's a couple people here that we can ship for all of my shippers out there. I just need help naming Anne, like Miss Walker.
Yes.
You know, I feel like they should use, we should use last names, so maybe they could be the Lockers. I don't know.
Okay.
The Wisters. Okay, we'll figure it out, but I'm shipping. So that's been my overall thing I paid attention to was the ships, but it was really jam-packed. I loved every single minute of it, and I started to see the historical ideas in there after I did a little research. So, about you?
Overall thoughts. Well, apparently I have a little bit of baggage, because now with this episode, this is me. You know, if a dude is talking to you and he just gets the face, that's what she's getting from me right now. Because I feel like she is predatory at this point.
I love it.
I can't disagree.
That's how I feel.
What?
And I am, if Ann Walker was my friend, I'd be like, girl, falling for that. Have some self-esteem.
Oh, I don't know. Miss Lister is putting it down. Her game is
strong.
Look, I was over there like, I don't know. I think I might like... Oh, wait, no. This is not about me.
Right.
It's about Miss Walker.
This
about
has already
Walker.
Happened.
Right. So, I kind of hurt my heart. But before we get started, I do want to shout out Laura Wise, because she gave us some tips last week in the chat after we left, not the live chat. Would have been great to have you in the live chat. So if you're in the live chat, hey, fifth panelists, make sure you shout us out, especially you historians out there, because we know y'all are paying attention. But
We know.
Let's first get to Miss Lister and Miss Walker. You guys have already touched on it. It opens with the scene with the stride. I love the walk. The stride going to Miss Walker. Raven, we going to start with you, because the face is disapproving.
She's ready.
The disapproving face.
Man, I like her bravado. I like it. However, at this point, I just feel like I'm starting to get the feeling that, one, it is more about the money than I thought last time. Mm-hmm. The money is definitely at play, which makes her predatory, which makes her... She's the... I'm not to say she's the guy, but she's the girl that just kind of likes a challenge. You don't know if she actually authentically likes the person, okay. But she likes the challenge. And I don't like that. I am upset about it.
Okay.
I mean, I cannot even disagree. That's the crazy part. Even though I did, the first line I wrote, you guys, because I love to share my notes with y'all, it says, charm is an understatement. Mm-hmm. This lady knows charm. And in her diaries, because I've been, like I said, I've been looking up a lot of stuff, she has this line where she wrote, I know how to please the ladies. This woman knew. She was like, if anyone has any questions about what I can do, I can please the ladies. And so I think that they just spoke to that in this beginning opening scene, because she was really laying it on thick and whispering and using her wispy voice and getting all close in her face and then being like, oh, I've been here 4 hours. Let me go. Because, you know, the push and pull of a relationship in the beginning that gets you all hooked and crazy. She's very smart. And like she said, like Raven said, it's almost like predatory or manipulative, because it's like, I got it right is. Where I want her.
It is.
It's, like I thought.
It is.
Well, look, I'm going to get my predator on then, because it's working. because I feel differently. Like, last week, I felt like she was all about Miss Walker because of the money. Mm-hmm. But this week, I think there was a moment, like, when Miss Walker starts telling her, like, her face just lights up when Ann Lister walks in the room, mm-hmm. right? And she says, oh, do you remember you came by right after my mom died, suddenly right after right. my dad died? And when you came, it just lit up my whole world. You know, you were the sunshine in this dark moment. And I think there's a part of Miss Lister, Ann Lister, no matter where she's at, to hear somebody looks at you like that, I don't know.
It's just, if you're egotistical, it just feeds your ego.
You think
it's
she's
not,
egotistical?
I don't know. She says it when she breaks the fourth wall.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
her entire ego talking through the fourth wall.
I mean, you know, but you have those people love. That you know are going to fall. Come on, Raven. You know you've had those people that are like, he's in love with me. I just got to help him see it.
That's not healthy.
Break up with your girlfriend and boy.
Look, let's get some male perspective in here. That's what we need.
I love it. I just love hearing y'all go back and forth. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. For me, I don't know if she's predatory or if she's trying to find someone who she can secure her bags with. Mm. There are times where, looking at it from a male's perspective, there are times where I have friends who are lawyers, some are engineers, and they want to make sure that they're with someone who's not with them for money, because they have their own fortune. So part of me feels, I do feel like some of it may be predatory, but I don't think it's in a way where she's trying to manipulate Miss Walker. Mm-hmm. I think she's trying to secure Miss Walker, because if she does, then Miss Walker's money is going to go to her family. That's how I look at it.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. See, and I thought of it more from an emotional standpoint. I feel like she's trying to set the groundwork and just like build her up so that she can eventually say, now, do you have the courage to live openly as a lesbian with me? Because mm-hmm. you got to really put in some work. Okay?
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So she's building this strong, you know, foundation. Then yeah. I still don't know if I'm going to jump on this predator train, because she also mentions in this scene how much she's just fascinated with the human body. So she does happen to be more fascinated with the female
right.
body.
I caught that.
But she dissected a baby. Well, I just can't gloss over that.
Don't gloss over it.
She dissected a baby.
What?
I don't know. And see, that's to me. In all fairness, I could probably dissect a human and be fine with it if it's an adult. But I don't know if I could dissect a human. I think, or a baby. You know what I mean? Like, I think the motherly instinct, even though I don't have children, I think it would still kick in. Like, this is a child. And for her to just be all fascinated, like, I dissected a baby. That was so weird to me.
I mean, some medical schools, they use those cadavers.
I understand.
For that research.
I understand. Oh, yeah.
You know what? This reminds me of a comment I read in our comment section from our last episode. I want to say the exact person's name, but you guys have it up. I'll come back to it. But they said that basically it shows that no matter, as long as you have money, it doesn't matter what era you were born in or what time period, whatever, you're going to be a little bit odd, a little unusual.
A little eccentric.
Because you have access to all of these things
exposed.
That a lot of people don't have. And then you have the freedom to just kind of run around in your mind and be like, what am I interested in? And then, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's go on and talk about this Cole now, right? Ooh, that's
the Cole.
I love the business side of her. You too. You know, yes. Because she is about that. She about her paper, y'all, or in this case, Cole.
Savage.
So she is going to meet Mr. James Holt, who is going to school her on how to play the boys that are stealing her coal. And she, at the beginning, wants to do it all legally. She's going to go get somebody to file an audit. And then James is like, how long do you think that's going to last?
Right. How long do you think it's going to take?
He's hating.
Is he? He's being logical, especially since they're in the judicial system.
Right.
You can't have nobody go down there and run an audit for you without them getting wind of it, right? So I like that part of her because I felt like she was really strong, but she realized really quick, like, all right, hold on. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
How can we make this work to my favor?
Mm-hmm. So would you say that she understands that even though she's an alpha female, she understands that she does need help in certain areas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
I would think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm getting some looks.
Where did that guy come from?
He is her, the dude that's working with her. He is trying to help
Mr.
her.
Mr. Washington.
Mr. Washington mm-hmm. brought James Holt to
Got
her.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
To basically break it down. Like, look, I'm down there. I know what's going on. You don't let me hip you to the game.
Mm-hmm.
And she did take a seat back and say, okay, let me do my own research. Can you get these numbers for me? And after later on, we find out more.
Yeah.
Go forward.
And that was the other thing that I've, just a sidebar that I love about this show is that there's all these subsets of stories. Like mm-hmm. the main story is Miss Walker and Miss Linster, but like these subsets of stories and you kind of have to keep up.
Yes.
Oh, but it does a good job of like reeling you in, and once you're in, you're just in. Mm-hmm. But as far as the coal, did you guys think, okay, so we get to the price. I'm going to skip to the price because we were talking about this price the whole time. When she lands on this price of what she wants to sell it for.
Hmm.
Did anybody find out how much this 226 pounds, 17 shillings, and 16 pence actually adds up to?
Six pence.
Yes, I did do the math.
Okay,
I
was like, I need to know. How much would that be now?
Full responsibility. the math that I did. So if you bring it into today's dollars, it said that 1 pound was 14,000. So, or at that time.
Oh, wow.
So I did 14,000, multiplied by the 226. And you're looking at somewhere around $3.164 million.
Per acre?
Per acre.
What?
At this point. That's U.S. dollars. The euro version
in
2019 numbers is 2.949 euros, which is 2.9 million euros.
Euros.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at. So she was looking at around 3 million per acre.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said she's in Calabasas.
Shimden Hall is in Calabasas.
Yes. She hails from Calabasas.
Yes.
But I had to go to that number because if she's smart enough to do this math, mm-hmm. she doesn't need Miss Walker's money.
So does that mean that she really does love Miss Walker?
But that's now, too.
What you mean?
You just spoke in 20...
This is 2019 dollars, but I didn't convert it back into 1832. But
we wouldn't understand
1832. Yeah, but
we know. Let us know.
Yeah, you know, if you could get,
it's still a lot of money.
A lot, $3 million dollars per acre. Mm-hmm. If you just had 2 acres,
right?
You mm-hmm. living,
right? You don't need Miss Walker,
right?
She doesn't. So does she really love her?
No.
Okay, we just not going to get raving on this love train tonight.
No. Well, love to her might be a different thing. People who operate that way,
okay,
it's a different thing when you operate out of your ego in that way.
That's a fair
so
point.
So I see love in a different way. The way I see it, I don't see that as it. I see it as feeding her ego.
Plus, you know, hurt people hurt people.
She's
very hurt right now. She's still going through her heartbreak. She's breaking it down and like trying to suppress it, but mm-hmm. truthfully, she still feels it. And what I did like though, before we jump off the cold thing, because I do want to jump on, you know, any love, I'm ready to jump on it. But I wanted to talk about how smart they are to devise this plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The plan is to trick the. What are they, Rawsons?
The Rawsons.
The Rawsons.
The Rawsons, they get on my nerves.
Christopher and Jeremiah.
Mm, the Rawsons. But she's going to trick them. She's mm-hmm. going to let them basically feel like somebody else is offering enough more money than they are, make them pay the real price, and then, like, do some... What is her point? What is she trying to do to them? Like,
not even pay the real price, but pay the... more than probably what it's worth and pay for the coal you've already stolen.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what got me about them, especially Jeremiah. Jeremiah has no backbone.
None.
He has
He tried. He came in and he was like, we need to do the right thing. He's like, we've been stealing from her all this time. We need to make it right. Do it legal. You know?
Oh, yeah. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
He tried, but no. We're not going to get him off the hook because after she told him the real price, he came back like, yeah, you know, people be talking about her. She is not a good person. Like, he was off the train, off the Lister train at that point.
Well, his brother told him, don't go in there and let her run numbers around
his
you.
Brother's a little punk. Because that's, he said, why didn't you go?
Right. Right. But I think he knows because then we find out later that he grew up with her. And he says, you know, I knew her socially and then she went to that school, but she got kicked out. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I have no idea why. She's probably just a handful. Right. So he kind of knew her. So he probably knew. I'm not going in there to talk to that lady.
Right. They don't even feel like she has any like right to be coming in there stomping around and demanding things because they're like, she's from East Yorkshire. She's not even from here. She is a troubled child whose aunt and uncle gave her this beautiful mansion at the age of 16 because she basically came there to take care of them and, you know, to get away from wherever she was coming from. So she doesn't even have any right to be stomping around here. Like, and then even the way the guy was like, she informs herself very well, so be careful. Mm-hmm. It's like patriarchy runs on ignorance.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're not ignorant anymore, so we can't run our same games that we've been running. Mm-hmm. This is going to have to stop.
But coming so, coming there at 16, that's a poignant point. Coming there at 16 is significant of the fact that she's been there long enough to understand things. Mm-hmm. So you're right about the weakness part, about the patriarchy, the ignorance. The other part is, I feel like, because they think that the women should be ignorant, have they really educated themselves? That's the other question.
Not.
Like, I've been in situations where you're talking to someone who thinks you're stupid. So they say, you know, they say little things, you know, and you're looking at them like, dude, this is not the truth. But they think you're an idiot. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's how they interact with Miss Lister. They're saying she's a woman, so she's not supposed to know, so she doesn't know.
Right.
They don't speak to her as she does know. Mm-hmm. She's been, I didn't realize she had been there since 16. Mm-hmm. So it's almost 20 years of knowledge that she's obtained at this point of how to run a farm, how to run a business, how much everything should be worth. She told the guy last week, he's 80 years old, he's no good, get him off my land. That tells you that there's a there's something in her that feels like she should be relevant and she should make everyone else around her relevant, who she can help.
Right. And furthermore, she's been traveling. And so she's well-traveled and cultured.
Yes.
So she also feels like, look, you guys haven't even left this town. I've got history under my belt that I've created for myself.
We know that.
You know? Well, under the belt.
I'm gonna leave it alone.
I did not do that.
Look at me. Yay. But I do want to jump to another little side plot, and that's with Eugenie? I keep calling Eugenia, but it's Eugenie.
Yes.
And Mr. Sean Dooley, because I think this is going to be the ship that's going to be super cute. I think it's going to be a super cute ship, especially since one member of the ship can't speak English.
So and he's so nervous.
Our next relationship.
Right.
He's just as nervous as he can be around her.
He is.
But that's kind of cute, though.
It is cute. Because I don't know if you guys noticed the light bulb that went off in his head when Elizabeth and the rest of the servants are sitting around talking about her, and they're like, she drank a whole bottle of like whiskey or something. She's trying to kill the baby.
Did that dawn on, like, she's still doing that?
Yeah.
The baby's still here, Raven.
No, I didn't know she was. I thought she was drinking last episode. I missed her still. No. I missed that.
Yeah, so she drank a whole bottle of something. She's like, Lord knows where she got her hands on it. And then Elizabeth, and she says, well, what is she going to do? She's like, well, she needs to find a good Christian guy who will pretend the baby's his. And then you see Sean go, like, there's that moment that he's like, oh.
I got you. I'm with it.
I'm a good Christian
guy. I am. And I've got a whole bunch of girls at home.
That's right.
And then I love that he just goes from the idea to the little girls, like, so what do y'all think if I get married?
Yep.
Like, you haven't even talked to her at this point.
And you can tell by the interactions with the girls that he's such a good father because they were willing to, like, joke with him and play around with him. Like, I like that.
He got it. What else is she going to do?
Right.
I mean, he knows her situation, so.
Well, she thinks the guy that. Because somebody said that, like, she still thinks the guy that got shot out the tree is coming to marry her?
George, the groom.
Remember he said that? Because she was like, she thinks she's coming to marry her. And he goes, still?
Oh.
So I'm like, so does she know?
She's a little cuckoo.
I don't know. I was like, is that what she... Does she still think he alive?
I'm gonna have to look into that.
Yeah. I find it hilarious that every time we run up on Eugenie, she's like laying down or like leaning, and then when she comes, she's like...
So is she lazy or tired?
I think she's tired.
Yeah, that baby kicking her.
Yes. Okay, so now we see him bring back flowers.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Sweet. Cute little flowers. And he's trying to talk to her, but she doesn't speak English. But he's not giving up.
No, of course not.
So I think this should be your ship.
Okay.
You're not feeling
you're
it.
You have to give them a name.
No, I am definitely feeling it. And I'm thinking of a name as we speak right now, honey. I've been thinking of many names. But I would love for the fifth panelist to give me some suggestions,
us a ship.
Please.
Yes.
Because Eugenie and, what's his name, Sean?
Sean D.
Yeah, Sean D. Sound like a rapper name,
okay.
Right?
Eugenie and Sean D, you guys, I'm skilled, but I ain't that skilled, okay? Help me out with the ship name with that one.
All right, so then, of course, it goes back to Miss Walker. And now she gets kind of, I don't know, bothered by the fact flustered. Thank you. Flustered is a fantastic word. By the fact that Miss Walker is leaving for these 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because her plan and her plot and her manipulation
yes, ma'am.
Is being foiled. I'm just saying.
You preach on, sister.
She is not reaching. Okay.
I'm just saying,
did you see?
I'm just saying.
I agree with you.
Really. Oh my gosh.
You know what? You got points to back it up. Back it up, girl.
Because you just gonna agree with no points? Is that what just happened?
Jackie, were we watching the same show? I saw her.
Look, I thought the frustration was because you know, like sometimes when you meet look, am I the only one this has happened to? Don't give me this face. Like you meet somebody and no. You think stuff
you're
is,
excited.
You're good. Things are good, and then they say they're going away for an extended period of time,
you're
and you don't
sad.
Even
you
have,
don't stab yourself and
she
break.
It was an accident. She broke it and it just happened to gash her right. It was an accident.
She started shaking. She started breathing hard. And then she got angry like the Hulk.
Oh.
So is that a control thing?
That's how I'm going to tell the story.
Okay.
I truly believe that she just felt like this is not in the plan. There's no way that this is going down. Let me go ahead and invite you somewhere else.
But that's later. That's in the spring.
It's still
part of her.
She put it
she's
in her mind. She says she loves the brain.
So let me ask you this: do you expect? Okay, so
this
at
side
this
of the
point,
conspiracy theorists.
Well, no, I'm just asking.
Romantic baggage on this
she
side.
Could,
of this.
I'm just saying.
She could like her. It's just in an interesting way.
Okay, so do you expect? Do you expect Miss Walker to?
Miss Walker.
Do you, wait, I'm my bad. Do you expect Miss Lister to think Miss Walker is going to sit around and wait until springtime or Easter to go to leave? Is that what you're okay? So then my point is, Anne Walker isn't wrong for going to see someone else, and Lister, just because she's upset about it, doesn't mean that she's predatory.
She was more than upset though. It wasn't normal. It wasn't
okay.
Normal.
But if I'm gonna play devil's advocate for a moment,
she was jealous.
Okay, but she also knows that this is a town filled with people who don't like her because she's odd, because she's aggressive, she's an alpha, and they know she likes the ladies. So before I get to get my foundation good with this woman, she's gonna be whisked away by a bunch of people who are gonna tell her that I'm aggressive, I'm odd, and I like women.
This lady does
Hence her
not.
Sister.
Care
right.
What any
she don't give a
human
damn.
Thinks
of her personally, but maybe it's different with the person she's got a romantic interest in because she doesn't want the vision of herself tainted with that person.
I don't agree
all
with that.
All she's gonna do is
I
shoulder check that. Them the same way she shoulder checked old girl. Like, don't make me come
way.
For you.
Image is everything to Ann Lister.
Mm-hmm.
So if your image is everything, that means that you do care what people think. Now, there's a point in seeing it. You may not care what people think because you're walking around being who you are, but you do care what people think to the point of you have someone who you feel can protect you from those people, and now they're able to castigate your name amongst the community. So when people say, well, I don't care what you think, you do care. That's why your hair is done. That's why your teeth are straight. That's why your breath doesn't stink. So you do care to a point. That's how I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it.
Okay.
To an extent.
Right.
To an extent.
But
yeah, to
I
an extent.
I still don't think to a level
Keep
of...
the conversation going in the comments because I got something else to say, but we don't have time to say
right?
it. Tonight,
yeah.
I'm going to go and type some things.
Uh-oh.
Type
Lord have mercy.
Team typing fast.
So I want to jump real quick to the Hardcastle family. That's the family that the little boy, you know, he had to have his leg amputated because I also think this scene kind of epitomizes the force that she is because we know Henry has not spoken since the accident. and she's coming by for no other reason than just to check. Right. Now, I did like how she clarified something because I was confused, too. Okay. I thought that Anne had paid for the doctor for the little boy, but it wasn't. It was her sister.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I like that they had that little clarification in there. But she's coming by just to check on him, you know, just to see how he's doing. Mm-hmm. She's already kind of figured out maybe, what's his name? Christopher. Mm-hmm. Christopher.
Oh, okay.
The Rawson's
might.
Oh, yes.
You know, they're not investigating properly. So she's just going over there to check on him. And now Henry all of a sudden has something to say.
Yes, he does.
See, I think she expected him to say something. I think
you
this
did?
Is a woman uh-huh. who's well aware of her power. Mm. He hasn't talked yet.
Okay, right, let me show up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's, now, that I don't think sense. She expected mm-hmm. to know what he was going to say or how much or that it would be that conversation that it was, that it really carried on. Mm-hmm. But she fully expected him to say something.
I agree with
that. She's aware of her energy.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she expected him to say, are you a man?
Right. And look, she's poised.
Yeah.
That didn't, you know,
suck. She did get tripped up a little bit. She's like, mm-hmm. I'm a woman. I'm a lady woman. You know, she got that that moment. Where I think that, back to what you were saying, like, she does care.
Right.
Like, she's still a female. She understands that she's not the average female.
Correct.
But she's still a female. And mm-hmm. so I think it might have jarred her a little bit because she said, you're not the first to ask me that.
Right.
You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
And even told the story.
Mm-hmm. About how she thought she was really pretty that day. Yes. She thought she was snatched that day. Mm-hmm.
She's ahead of her time. So it's like I have to use their terms. I'm a girl. I'm a woman. Right. Lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She probably today would be, there are no labels.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm me.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Deal well, what I will say is when Henry spoke, I put on here, I almost did a holy dance. Aya, hallelujah.
Oh,
listen to me. This boy hasn't spoken since he hurt his leg, okay? And they said, ain't no infection set up in his leg.
Uh-oh.
And then he woke up and said, are you a man? Okay, that's a word. And I want you guys to look that up in Gentleman Jack. Thessalonians chapter. No, I'm making up books of the Bible, but no, it's just funny to me that I think that Thomas planted the seed mm-hmm. when he okay. first gave him that little toy.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. it kind of sparked him up a little mm-hmm. bit to have that urge to want to talk. And I think that, and like you guys said, with her energy was just the icing on the cake.
Takes a village. It takes a village to raise a child, right?
Yes.
So now, this is the other part of I'm very much Team Lister Walker. Lister Walk. List walk? I don't know. I'm still working on it.
We're working on it.
Lister.
I'm still very much...
Walk list?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I think about these two, I just think about, you know, they're on this journey together. I don't even think they realize they're on this journey together.
That's true.
Right? Mm-hmm. But what do you think?
Oh, she realizes it. She realizes that she's on this journey, the same journey that we are on right now at AfterBuzz TV. We are on a journey with our careers and our lives, okay? No, I mean, honestly, we can't trick you guys. You guys know we have a live read to do, and I'm going to be the one doing it today. Hey, guys. So before we move on to our next topic, I hope you guys are enjoying everything we're talking about. This show is so good. And we just want to say thank you so much. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, as well as my lovely co-panelists and all of us at AfterBuzz TV for you guys making us the ESPN of TV talk. But for us to continue to grow, we need your help. You know what I'm going to ask for? Not money, just thumbs up. Subscribe. If you're, you know, tell a friend, tell an enemy. If you're on iTunes, give us 5 stars. You know what to do. That's called love and support. And you guys are our fifth panelist, so we know you love and support us, as do we for you, because we really care for you guys. Just want you to know, and I tell everybody this, I used to sit on the couch and watch this, and now I'm here.
Preach
and,
it.
And, you know, when I think about that, I just want you guys to know that I thank you from the bottom of my heart. So, we're going to buzz you guys later, but we're going to get back into these topics.
Yes. Thanks, Shana.
You're welcome.
All right, so let's get to the wedding real quick, because the wedding was, I think, how she really just didn't want to go to the wedding. And then Miss Walker, because she's been influencing Miss Walker this whole time.
Yes.
And finally, Miss Walker has a moment of influence.
Mm. It's something about that kind of innocence that she has.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure for a person like... Anne, well, they're both Anne, huh?
Yeah.
Miss Lister is going back a little bit to what you said. That type of personality operates out of not fear, but you're always putting on. Mm-hmm. She always has to be on top. She always has to be the smartest. Mm-hmm. And here's someone who's just so innocent and so just like, but this and but that, mm-hmm. and just sees the world in a different kind of way. So I think for her, that's a good match in that way.
And then I liked how once the wedding was over, once she confronted Miss Hobart. Miss Hobart.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite.
I don't like her. I do not like Miss Hobart. No.
I'm being facetious.
But so then I feel like Miss Walker was right. Sometimes you just got to close, you know, whatever reason, you probably need to be there. And I think she just needed to close that door.
I don't know. You guys probably don't know this show. It's old, but Different World. That gave me Different World.
Oh, we know about Different World.
Okay. Well, the people out there, I know. It gave me Different World vibes when Dwayne Wayne.
Oh, my goodness.
But she didn't do it. I saw the pain in her eyes and in her heart, and she was just like, I gotta suck it up. I have to go and be the bigger person. I have to let her know she is validated. And you could just see the life, like, regain into that woman's body once she told her it was okay, because she was like, are you gonna approve of this for real or not? You know what I mean? But with the way Miss Walker encouraged her and the way she stood up for her with her cousin, I think that's what really kind of gave her that strength.
Yeah.
And that's why afterwards she was like, I'm going to the lake.
Yep. Exactly it. All right. Well, with that, you guys, let's get into our special segment.
Yay.
That's the bell, because we got some hella facts.
All right, guys. We got some hella facts from hella facts. The first one, we're going to go back a little bit from the first episode where groom was mentioned. And now a groom would be the man that I'm waiting to propose to me. But
or you could propose too.
Nah. Then a groom, which was so eloquently told to us by one of our co-panelists, a groom is a stable boy or person who is responsible for some of all the aspects of management of horses and or the stables themselves. Okay. So a groom was not her man. Is what I learned.
So.
Yes. So sorry about that, guys. We're learning, okay? Also, Shibden Hall still exists. Well, at least in early 2000s is the last picture that I saw of it. You guys can look it up. It still exists, and it's located on Lister. Is it Lister Street? Lister Road. Mm. It's located on Lister Road. It's a historic house in a public park. And I think in this episode, she mentioned wanting it to be a park. It's located in a public park in England. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's so cool.
Nice.
Especially the one about the... especially the part about the park.
Mm-hmm.
She did mention that she wasn't. And they were like, you do? They were like, we've never heard of anything like that. And now it is. That's so awesome, guys.
All right. Well, so, now let's get to our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Wow, you guys, I have a lot of news and gossip for you, but I think I'm going to have to bring it on down. First things first, the picture that you're seeing on the screen right now is of one of our characters, Miss Marianne, which is the sister, the jealous sister. But her name is really Gemma Whalen, and she's actually on Game of Thrones. And this is a photo, because with news and gossip, we're talking about the actual lives of the actors and the show and stuff like that. So she's actually here feeding her real baby in the middle of the Battle of Winterfell.
Oh.
And they show, like, her all full up in costume and everything. And she's like, well, a baby's got to eat. So is a boss chick, just like our girl Anne. Also, I just want to give shout out again as well to the Shibden Hall, which is located, like she said, in England. They actually have just received a blue plaque, which is a big deal out there, that says the Halifax Civil Trust. Anne Lister was born in 1791 to 1840. She's a diarist, a businesswoman, landowner, traveler, and lesbian who recorded much of her personal life in a secret code. She lived at Shibden Hall from 1815 to 1840. I thought it was so cool that they showed that she was, you know, they said that she was a lesbian, because that just, it kind of puts a time stamp on her legacy. Mm-hmm. Also, they have actually been chosen for their town's top 5 architectural delights, which is look how beautiful Shibden Hall is. Oh my gosh.
That's like, gorgeous.
That is where our girl Anne was living and walking through the halls and strutting. Basically, they were featured, and they're very, very proud of that. Furthermore, Anne's birthday was earlier this month, and she actually, I don't have a picture of it, but it was on the 3rd of this month, and she would have been 229 years old, you guys. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. And actually, the people who gave her a rainbow-colored cake, we all know what that's about, were actually volunteers from the West Yorkshire Lesbians. Queer Stories, actually, is what it's called. Hmm. And it's just crazy to see how she started there, and now they have an entire organization on, you know, in where yeah. in where Shibden Hall is, and they actually volunteered for her birthday. So that's just full circle.
Yay! Thank you so much. All right, guys. I love this episode.
Absolutely.
I did. You guys have any predictions?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Mm. Are we gonna start? We're all staring at Shauna, so we're gonna start with Shauna.
We're gonna start with Shauna.
Predictions.
Why?
I don't know, but we all were. We so were. Go ahead.
Okay. My prediction is that I think that next week we are going to see the two Anns coming together at the lake, and we're finally going to get that kiss that she's been teasing. So that's what I'm looking forward to, is the big kiss. What about you, Raven?
I agree with that. That ship, and maybe we'll have a name.
Yes.
what else? We'll get to see further. Eugenie. I want to say that name wrong. Eugenie. I feel like the aunt's, her health is going to start to really mm-hmm. fail mm-hmm. in a way that's going to change the dynamic of how Anne moves and what the household is like.
Yeah. True. Oh, I think Mr. Rawson is going to get it handed to him.
I'm ready for that.
I think that he's trying to play her because he's the magistrate and he has all these connections. But I think Anne being tapped in is she's very intelligent. She's highly intellectual. And I feel like she's going to have someone there to have a footing on what's going on before it takes place.
Mm-hmm. I agree with all of that. I'm just, my main focus right now is the vehicle crash at the beginning. Like, I still, there's a part of me that still feels like it was Anne's carriage that did it. But the way that Christopher spoke, I kind of think I think he did it. So mm-hmm. I just need to find out. So I don't have a prediction on that, but I'm hoping that will develop as we go along.
Oh, yeah. And last thing, and the coal. I think that she's going to actually just try to do the whole coal thing herself.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for staying with us. But before we go, let's tell you once again our social media hail from
Raven French on all social media.
And I hail from Twitter at Deshauna O.
I'm at Cleverly Clad everywhere.
And I am J-Ray the Fanatic, everywhere you want to be. And we are here throughout the week. We chat in the chat with you guys all week long. So if you have something to say, please say it, comment. We are going to respond back to you. Make sure you're here next week for episode 3. I can't believe we are zooming along like this. It's such a great episode. Catch up on it on HBO and come back and stay with us here next week on AfterBuzz TV, Gentleman Jack. Buzz y'all later.
Buzz y'all later.